can just start about in time with Ankush for storage management in OpenShift.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So the topic that we are going to talk about today is the management of storage in OpenShift. As we all know, that management has been always a trivial task for the storage admins and the developers, whether it's deploying a cluster, whether it's doing a monitoring of a storage cluster, or whether you are doing any of the day two operations. You have to go to the CLI, as we have all seen that there has been a number of presenters that have came and played with the CLI and then all the stuff. I'm not going to do that. I'm a UI developer working in the storage department in Red Hat as a senior software engineer. And I have been, I have been working on a storage product from last over 4 years, basically designing the storage from, and also implementing that storage and how user can easily interact with the storage systems. Initially, all started with Gluster, where we designed a console for a Gluster. Then we transitioned to Ceph and designing a console for Ceph. And now the world has transitioned to containers. So here I am designing a UI for the container storage in OpenShift. I also love playing table tennis, snooker in my free time, and also like exploring places, food and cultures. So that's about me. I just want to ask a question. How many of you have faced the problem of setting up a storage cluster or doing a day two operations or doing the monitoring in the storage cluster? Please raise the hand. So we have been trying to address this problem, and I have some solution that I have implemented in the OpenShift, and I'll be trying to demo it today. I have few slides that I can take you to and show how we have done that. The first part of it is how easily we can deploy a container storage on OpenShift. So these are the few steps that I have done in the OpenShift cluster. So there is an operator in OpenShift named as OpenShift container storage. So in that operator, what you need to do is you have the nodes. You need to select the storage node that you want to deploy on. You have the storage class. Why the storage class is required? So if you are on a let's suppose you are on a cloud environment like VMware or AWS, you will need the storage from those cloud environments because you don't have the bare metal cluster with you. So OpenShift is designed for that. So that's where you need the storage class to be there. And the last one is the capacity that you want from the cluster storage. So let's suppose you have the three nodes and you want, I have taken an example of 2TIB. I want to deploy on this one using this GP2 because my cluster was AWS, and AWS by default provides the GP2 storage class. So that's where these three things are important. And then you can directly go ahead and click on create, and it will start bringing up all the, so backend of the OCS is backed by Ceph. So it will start bringing up all the Ceph storage cluster and provide you the storage that you desired for. So that's mainly about the installation. And moving on to the next part, yes, my cluster is deployed. Now what? Now what we should do, rather, we want to monitor our cluster now. And we have certain capacity, like we have 2 TIB of capacity, and our capacity is full now. What you should do, how you should monitor that, on the CLI, you need to run few commands, do a df or those kind of a command on a system. But what I have done is I've created a dashboard on a storage where you can actually see how much of a capacity you have been utilizing, how is the IO performing, how are your storage being used, and few of the things that are related to the Kubernetes. This particularly is a Prometheus architecture. We use Prometheus for storing our time series database, so that we can take that data back and we can display it on a dashboard. So, if you see, this is a Prometheus server. What it does is it pulls the data from the different services like FluentDB, a few from the Kubernetes and all that, and it tries to display the information on the Grafana. If you know Grafana is a chart graphing tool where you can see all your data very cool and very in a very effective manner. So that's where it is trying to display. On the other side, if you see, there is an alert manager. In the alert manager side, what it does is whatever metrics that are there in the Prometheus, you push the you put alerts on based upon that. So let's suppose if your cluster, if you have a Ceph cluster and your Ceph cluster is degraded, I'll put an alert condition saying that if my Ceph cluster is degraded, please send out a mail to a admin or a user, or you send out to your Slack or to a different webhooks that you can configure to Prometheus. So that's pretty much about Prometheus. I'm not going to go into a deep into that because it's not of a storage related, not much of a storage related stuff. But I have simplified that explanation on how we do that. So we have our dashboards. We pull the data from Prometheus, if you see over here. And what Prometheus does is Prometheus pulls the data from the Ceph manager pod that is there in the when you deploy the OCS cluster. This pod also gets deployed. This pod has all the exporters that are related to the Ceph. So Prometheus pulls the information from Ceph manager and stores it in a time series database so that we can then pull the information in the dashboard and show it in a very effective manner. And this is the kind of dashboard that we have created where you can see all the information related to the time series and how much of a storage has been used, what is the inventory of your cluster, how many nodes, how many PVCs, PVs, and what are the events that are running in your Kubernetes cluster that are related to the storage. So I'll be showing this in a demo and how we are doing it. There are, if there are some alerts, you can see those alerts over here, but I'll be showing that in the demo. Right now, there are no alerts for this screenshot. And moving on to the next, in the day two operations, we have implemented the expand of a cluster. So now you have monitored your cluster and your storage is almost full. How you can expand your cluster? So in a similar manner, how you install your cluster, you need to give the storage class that is backed by your infrastructure storage class. In this, my infrastructure was AWS, so I choose GP2. That is default provision by the OpenShift. And you can say how much capacity you want to enter. So you said four TIB of the raw capacity you want, and it will be having the three-way replication. So it will total provision capacity will be 12 TIB, and then you can go ahead and click on that, add, and it will take around 1 minute to add this capacity to the cluster. And it will be the cluster will be expanded. That's pretty much it. I'll be taking you to the demo. I think that's most crucial. Probably we can jump. Okay. Is everybody able to see it? Is it good? Okay. Perfect. So the cluster, the storage I talked about.